our time in August, cigarellos in possession. Officer Wilson, was he yelling or asking questions? A confrontation ensued, from there details were skewed. Witnesses and Wilson's testimony became confused. Beef in or around police cruiser, bruises and abrasions on the head of Wilson, who thought doom he was facing. Who really knows how it all went down? What we know is Wilson fired rounds at Mike Brown. Down on the ground he fell, body limp as can be. I guess gunshots are a way to bring big kids to the knees. Was it racially charged? The debate begins. A community turns into a circus when media post up in Ferguson. Fast forward 100 and some odd days. A grand jury deliberated, then hatred made its way to the front of the stage, where they found rage that was against the machine. It seemed insane. How much more pain does the Brown family need to gain? They asked protesters to be peaceful, but they wouldn't be swayed. As expected, emotions swang in a violent direction. Media personnel and protesters needed protection from tear gas, smoke bombs, and rubber bullets. Social media blows up, to them it's golden. Gunshots fired in the streets that night. Ignite fires in police cars on sight. Young and dumb kids looting, onlookers disputing. Why would you vandalize your own community? Ransack the store where Mike Brown was spotted. Stealing cigarillos, kind of ironic. Auto parts stores lit up, burned right to the ground. Mom and pop shops and a barbecue spot also burned down. CNN with reporters on the scene scoping out the action. People are out causing a ruckus to their satisfaction. This reporter, she's on the sidewalk breaking news as she roams. From across the street, she takes a bottle to the dome. Right smack dab in the middle, left a bump. I mean, who the hell does that? Where's the love? Clearly not in Ferguson, where injustice was felt. Situation would have been different if Wilson waited for help. For better or worse, who the hell knows? How you gonna say we're getting better when racial tensions still grow? Come on, Obama. I voted for you twice, I'm not scared to share it. But that shit you said on the air sounded generic. Where's the peace? Where's the love? The progression you see? I see news breaking like windows in Ferguson streets. Is this the way it's gonna be? We're forever ill-fated. Say it ain't so, but if so, put me back in the matrix. It's like we're a country full of sadists, waiting for the latest disaster to happen. Man, I can't take it.